That was Warpaint playing the song Love Is to Die. And I like that song. I hope you guys like that song. And what's new? What's good? What's going on? I guess it'll be Thursday for you people. That's right, you people. So that'll be exciting. I wonder what Thursday's going to be like. Maybe it'll be sunny. Maybe it won't. I'm recording this on Sunday, and it's kind of nice out. I mean, it's like overcast and not ideal, but it's fine. It's just fine. So, right, finished exams. My brain is totally fried. I studied so much, but I learned some really cool stuff. One thing that I want to share with you is why it's really hard to see when you go from being somewhere bright into like a dark room. Like if you're outside on a sunny day and then you walk inside and everything's really dark and you're like, why is everything so dark? And your eyes have to like get accustomed to the new light. What happens in our eyes? Our eyes sense light using this this enzyme called it's a complex called rhodopsin, and light changes, it triggers a conformational change inside the protein and then sets off this signaling cascade that like lights on a bunch of neurons and tells your brain that stuff is light. But if you get exposed to light a lot, like a lot of light, high exposure, like on a sunny day, another protein comes in and partially blocks the rhodopsin so that it can't trigger as much of a cascade, so it triggers less of a cascade, and then over time more and more of the blocking takes place. And so like the brighter it is, the more blocking your eyes are gonna, or the receptors are gonna have, so you can't trigger as much of a cascade, which is cool. And then when you go back into the dark, there isn't enough light to maintain the blocking, so the blocking gets removed, and then the signal gets transmitted again. So anyway, I hope that made sense. It, like I said, I'm hungover, so bear with me. but I think that's cool. I like learning about stuff like that because it's really interesting, and it's like scientists have found a way to explain how we sense things, and that's amazing because the senses are crazy and hard to explain because it's like a feeling, you know. How do you explain a feeling? Anyway, that's enough of that then. So I want to play the next song, which is by a band called Belladonna, and they're Canadian, which is cool, and the song is Roots Beneath My Feet. Here we go. Thank you. That was Belladonna playing Roots Beneath My Feet. And we're just going to keep chugging along and see how that works out for us. Yeah. I guess just the next song then. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I was taking an online logic course, and the final was composed entirely of questions made up of, like, this bank of practice questions, so I just did the practice questions over and over and over for, like, 2-3 days, and everything I just see in logic language, like, ifs and thens, and ifs and only ifs, and biconditional, and just, anyway, that's enough of that, and I don't want to think about it at all anymore. Or ever, really. Wow, that was a boring class. Anyway, I want to play a song that's not boring, and it's also not a class. Although if it was, I would take it, because it's I like it. Songs by the band Polar Horse. I played them before. They're cool. Local math rock. Just doing their own thing, which is nice. The song is OJ287, The Black Hole, off their album Data, and I hope you like it. That was Polar Horse playing the song OJ287, The Black Hole, off their album Data. And if you like that song, which I hope you do, because it's good, or at least I like it and I think it's good, Polar Horse is an associated act with Zoo Strategies, which is another band that I play a bit, and I played them a couple times before. So they're like, they have members in each of the, like, there are some members that play in both bands, so they're kind of similar in some ways, but certainly different in others. Anyway, the band Zoo Strategies, which was not the band that I just played, but is like and related to Polar Horse, is playing a show on May 24th at the Railway Club. And they're opening for I/O, which is like Input Output. And it's going to be a really cool show. And I'm going to be there. So if you want to come hang out with me, that'd be cool. It's going to be, I'm excited for it because I like Zoo Strategies. And I like Input Output too. They're really good. I've played them a bit as well. Both fantastic bands. It's going to be a great show. Really looking forward to it. And cheap cover too, I think. Does it say how many covers is? I'm not sure. I'm looking at the thing. It is $10 or $5 before 10 p.m. So if you get there early, it's only $5, and that's crazy because both these bands are really good. And there's also another opening band called In Contra that I don't know about, but they'll be there too. So if that means something to you, then that's only another reason for you to go as well. But mostly go because I'll be there. So that'll be cool. You can be like, hey, I recognize you from your voice. And then I'll be like, oh, sorry, I don't do autographs. Just kidding. I don't think anyone would want my autograph. Maybe one day if I do something really, really big and exciting, but that's for the future to happen. Next song I would like to play for you today is by the band Three Steps to the Ocean, which is one word, which is interesting, but yeah, Three Steps to the Ocean. I want to play the song Sulaco, which is probably not how you pronounce it, but it's spelled S-U-L-A-C-O, off their album Migration Light. And I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you've enjoyed the other songs I have been playing. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is nice for you to take this time to hang out with me. It means a lot. And I should play the song. So the song is Sulaco by Three Steps to the Ocean. Here we go. We just heard the song Sulaco by Three Steps to the Ocean. And there are two things that I would like to say in regards to that song. Firstly, that song was long enough that I went down the hall to those one of the candy machines where you like put money in and you get some candy out. And I've got some stale Mike and Ikes, and they're quite stale and hard to eat, but I'm enjoying them nonetheless. And the second thing that I would like to say about that song is that the ending, it always makes me laugh because it feels like with post-rock songs, there's like this obligatory thing where songs can't just end. They have to fade off into nothingness with a bunch of cacophonous noises. Polar Horse, the Polar Horse song I played, OJ287, had that, but it was in the middle, and then they had other stuff around it, which is new, I guess. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that song, and I hope you're getting down with the weird noises that are just there because they feel like they should be. And at the end of the day, that's really the most important thing. Maybe, or maybe not. I don't know. The next song I would like to play while I eat some more stale Mike and Ikes is the song Tempus Fugit by Rumor Cubes off their album The Narrow State. And Rumor Cubes is cool. They do violin stuff, which is cool. I'm not going to explain that anymore. They just do violin stuff, and then because I don't know anything about violins. But there's violin stuff, and they do it. So this is Tempus Fugit by Rumor Cubes.
Thank you.
Those were some top quality Mike and Ikes, and I hope you guys got what I mean when I was talking about the songs being violin stuff, Rumor Cubes. Again, that song was Tempest Fugit by Rumor Cubes, and violin stuff indeed. What else was I going to say? Right, so when I went to get the Mike and Ikes, I can't believe I'm talking about this more because it really wasn't very interesting. But anyway, it costs a quarter. But back in my day, you used to be able to get candies from one of those candy machines for a dime. And it was uphill both ways in the snow. And I had to hike 5 miles to school. And it was 6 back. Would you believe that? Mm-hmm. It was crazy. The good old days, hey, where stuff was longer and more difficult than kids today. Wow. Just practicing for when I get to be a crotchety old man. I'm a crotchety young man, but it's not the same. Not that I'm not excited that I'm young, but I just mean that I want to be prepared for being a crotchety old man when I get there, because I don't want to have to figure it out once I'm there. I want to, like, have the routine prepared. Because I don't want to, like, have to try out new material when I'm trying to get kids off my lawn. I just want them off my lawn, you know? You guys probably know what I mean. Anyway, the next song I want to play is by the band Pelican. And they are really cool. Not just because they're a good band, but also because pelicans are seabirds. And I can get on board with that. I'm very pro seabirds. Except seagulls. And I guess seagulls and seabirds are really the only two. The seagulls and pelicans are really the only two seabirds. And I'm not even really sure what a pelican is. I'm tangentially, like, I'm aware that they exist, and I have my entire notion of what a pelican is based on a Pokemon that was kind of like a pelican, and I think it was designed after a pelican. I should really look into what pelicans are. Do I need to know what a pelican is? Is that do adults, if someone were to ask an adult what a pelican is, would they be able to describe a pelican? Is that what adulthood really is? Because I always thought it was about chest hair, and that's really not doing it for me. Back to chest hair. I would really like chest hair. Also a beard, but sometimes you can't have either your cake or eating it, or hair, really. I'm not a very hairy guy. Anyway, from that lament, onward we push to the song that I was going to play before I got on this weird topic, Pelican, which is the band playing the song Lost in the Headlights off the album City of Echoes. I hope you enjoy it. I know I do. It's really cool. We'll be right back. That was Pelican playing the song Lost in the Headlights. And I hope you enjoyed that song. I know I did. That's why I played it, because I enjoyed it. What else? I was thinking, too, that all elephants aren't just elephants. They're flightless elephants. It's totally meaningless to add that qualifier. But a lot of things are flightless, which is why it's like it's kind of hurtful to call birds that don't fly flightless birds, because it's like singling them out for just one thing that they can't do. It's kind of like the handicapped, differently abled thing, because flightless birds can do so many other things. Like ostriches can run real fast. So why aren't they birds that run real fast? You know, it just penguins are just cool. They could be a part of the subsection of cool birds, which would be a play also on them being in cold climates. Anyway, I don't know why I felt the need to tell you all that. Sometimes when I open my mouth, weird stuff comes out, and that's exciting. So the next song I want to play is by the band 7 9s and 10s. And they have a show coming up, too, which is exciting. They are opening for... Hold on, let me get this right. They're opening for Solstafir. It's another show that I'm going to be going to. And I'm just pulling up the information right now so I don't screw it up. Bum-bum-bum. You'd think that this would be the kind of thing that I would have prepared ahead of time, but that is not what I have done. I'm just kind of doing it as it comes. 7 9s and 10s. I'm on their Facebook page. Let's see. So on May 9th, they are playing Solstafir, Ancient Wisdom. 7 9s and 10s and Spell are playing at Astoria Pub, the Astoria. So that's going to be a cool show, because Solstafir is like a Icelandic post-black band, which sounds crazy, and it is crazy. As a post-black band, you get screamed at in Icelandic, and then there's just a banjo in there occasionally. It is so cool. I'm a big fan of it. So anyway, if you like 7 9s and 10s, you like Solstafir, you should come to that too. I'll be there just chilling, and maybe dancing too. I'm not sure what that'll be like, or how to dance even to black metal. Probably just like angrily or contemplatively. I'm going to pick between the two. Anyway, I want to play the song Thermocapsulary Dehousing a Sister by 7 9s and 10s. I hope you enjoy it. That was Seven Nines and Tens playing the song Thermocapsulary Dehousing a Sister. I am not sure if that is a real device or not. Your guess is as good as mine. Want to say something really interesting that I read in the newspaper today. So they had this big, huge study at UBC, where they were measuring eggplant growth, and it sounds silly, but it's really valid. They had a whole field. Like, there's in the extended area of UBC, they have an entire eggplant field, and they were doing a ton of different testing experiments on conditions to see how to best grow eggplants, because they're a staple in many countries such as Uruguay and the Antarctic. They have to import them to the Antarctic, but it's a delicacy there. So this is obviously a very important study, and the scientists found that eggplants grow best when planted sunny side up. So no one really saw that coming, so that was a big finding. Anyway, the more you know. So if you happen to be growing eggplants in your garden, or if you're an Antarcticonian, that's a piece of information for you to have now. There you go. You're welcome. The next song I want to play is by the band Time Columns. The song is Luma, and I hope you like it. I'm running out of time, so this will be my last one. And I hope your day is great. I hope your day has been great, and I hope your day will continue to be great. And it's been a while since I had a last show because of exams. I'm starting a new job next week, which means that I won't be able to be here at this time, so I'll pre-record shows until then, and then we might get it. I might be switching the show to a different time eventually, but anyway, that's all stuff in the future. As always, I will update you more on my Facebook page, The Spice of Life, 101.9 FM CITR. So if you're looking for more information, that would be the place to go. And then, other than that, thank you for listening. As always, it's really a pleasure. This is one of the highlights of my week, and I mean that because even though I'm hungover, I still enjoyed myself, and it's hard to say about anything when you're hungover. Anyway, so thank you. The song is Luma, the band is Time Columns, and the show is The Spice of Life. Thanks, guys. Take care. Yeah.
took it in stride. Whoa. Spitting image of father's pride. When you say
No, we're just trying to win this dance.
You're staying alive on 101.9 with Marco on AstroTalk.
We got the refugees, all stars, rubber dubbing in the club. Y Club Jean.
Look at shorty got back. Should I ask her for a dance? Hold on, there's too many in the wolf pack. And besides, dirty cash talking to her, buying her fake furs and taking her to the fever.
Welcome, you're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Thursday, it's 3 o'clock, and it's time for another 1/2 hour of astronomy talk with your host Marco on CITR's Astro Talk.
Check the spelling, R-E-F-U-G-E. E, get the CD from Sam Goody. You ain't even close with the rhymes that you wrote. Don't be mad cause you broke. Let me clear my throat.
You're listening to Astro Talk with Marco on CITR 101.9 FM.
In Trinidad with attorneys, yeah. My crew slang flow worldwide like a current. Went to every spot where nobody got insurance. Rubber do the math, you ain't half niggas at it. My man's claim.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, and This is Marco with AstroTalk. Last week, there was Hubble's 25th anniversary, so NASA did a bunch of promotions or celebrations for the Hubble Space Telescope, which has fascinated a lot of people, whether they're astronomers or not. One thing I didn't mention was one story I wanted to mention about Hubble. I overlooked it, but last month, Hubble was observing Jupiter's largest moon, Ganymede. And Ganymede is the biggest moon in the solar system. Jupiter is like a solar system in itself, has maybe 60 moons, and the biggest one is Ganymede. So Ganymede lies inside Jupiter's magnetosphere. Jupiter has a magnetic field that is produced from the hydrogen that is circulating below the surface. So it's a charged substance that circulates. So